This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of...
Last time, I talked about the world's most popular dinosaur, Tyrannosaurus rex, and how a convenient accident of fate gave it the splendid name that means Tyrant Lizard King. It is indeed a scary beast, in many ways, including its massive head and huge teeth. The paleontologist John R. Horner and the science writer Don Lessem wrote in their book, The Complete T-Rex, and I quote, "We're lucky to have the opportunity to know T-Rex, study it, imagine it, and let it scare us. And most of all, we're lucky T-Rex is dead." Unquote. By the way, before I get to T-Rex's head, let's first look at his other end. T-Rex is indeed some kind of king, so it's only right that he should have some really kingly droppings. Coprolite is the fancy name for fossilized animal feces, that is, dung or poo. Back in 1997, the Royal Saskatchewan Museum sent Karen Chin of the United States Geological Survey a rather unusual specimen that they had unearthed. It was quite large, 44 centimetres by 16 by 13, nicely tapered, and quite heavy at 7.1 kilograms. It turned out to be a Tyrannosaurus poo, and twice as big as any other previously discovered carnivore's poo. Careful analysis showed that it was full of shattered bones from a plant-eating dinosaur. Now let's stop mucking around at the back end and get back to the head. For many years, the paleontologists thought that T-Rex had the biggest head of any dinosaur. One skull measured 1.5 metres long. But in 1996, Carchardontosaurus, meaning shark-toothed reptile, was discovered in Morocco. Its head was 1.6 metres long. Now, the T-Rex teeth were in a massive jaw, and powered by huge jaw muscles, so they could generate a bite force of an enormous 3,100 kilograms. Comparing this to today's animals, it outclasses the 1,800 kilogram bite force of a great white shark, the 560 kilograms of a large African lion, and is much greater than our pathetic human bite force of just 80 kilograms. On the other hand, T-Rex had less bite force than the extinct ancestor of the great white shark, the gigantic Carcharodon megalodon. This shark, 16 metres long and weighing up to 100 tons, could generate up to 18,000 kilograms of bite force. T-Rex had lots of teeth, and the biggest tooth found so far is about 30 centimetres long. These teeth sat in a huge jaw, which was U-shaped at the front, not V-shaped like many non-tyrannosaur dinosaurs. The teeth right at the very front of the upper jaw were curved backwards and had tips like chisels, like our front teeth. The rest of the teeth were more robust. The paleontologists often call them lethal bananas. They were also serrated, with serrations on the front and rear teeth. Now, on a bread knife, the serrations are set up so that the knife will easily cut the bread without tearing or deforming it. But in a series of experiments, it was found that the serrations on a Tyrannosaurus tooth won't cut smoothly through raw meat. The teeth are more like pegs that grab rather than knives that cut. So, why are they serrated? Well, we get a clue from the Komodo dragon of Indonesia, the largest lizard in the world. Its teeth have serrations that are very similar to those of Tyrannosaurus, and they're not very good at cutting. But the little gaps between the serrations are really good at holding little particles of meat and grease. Komodo dragons don't use dental floss or a toothbrush, so the meat and grease remain on the teeth, and this gives bacteria a really good home to live in. When a Komodo dragon bites another animal, if the animal doesn't die immediately, the wound nearly always gets infected and the bitten animal very soon dies from the massive infection. Now, for most of the last century and a half, paleontologists would find the dinosaur fossils and then clean, prepare, and mount them. They could measure them and examine them carefully for similarities and differences. But a new field of study is arising: paleobiochemistry. These paleobiochemists have recovered about half a dozen different biochemicals from a 68-million-year-old T-Rex femur. That's the bone that joins the hip to the knee. These biochemicals have hinted that T-Rex was related to chickens, frogs, and newts, somewhere between birds and crocodiles. This field of dinosaur research is going off like crazy. There will be lots of discoveries still to be made about dinosaurs for centuries to come.
What does it mean? Why is it so?